Hello, welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. I also would like to invite anyone that's listening to join us. We have a live Bible study on Saturday mornings at 7:30 Eastern Time. And you're welcome to join us by calling area code 857-216-6700. And the access code is 525-819. We'd be happy to have you. So it's a very encouraging and inspiring to listen to participate in the a live Bible study. Okay, so we've been talking about Jesus' mission to the world. He was sent to the world to do. And I want to read another example here of another example of Jesus' healing. And that's in Mark chapter 10. And I want to begin in verse 40, sorry, I should have had it ready. Okay, so in this chapter, they just before where I'm going to read, they had been Jesus was teaching them that they need to be servants and not they need to be ministers. Not masters. And because it was right after the sons of Zebedee had asked him if he could put one on the right hand and one on the left, those two brothers. And Jesus had told him that that's not it for him to do. But anyway, he tells them then in starting verse 43, it says, "But so shall it not be among you." It's talking about lordship. But whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister. And whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. So we can see here that Jesus, he didn't come for just a few people, but he came to give his life. And he didn't come as a king, in this world now we have a lot of dictators. Jesus wasn't that way. He came to be a savior. And he came to save the lost, to heal the sick, to empower the poor and the rich. To make rich the poor is what I meant. So in verse 46, and it says, "And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. So this man that was blind, he couldn't see anything. He couldn't see who's coming, but he could hear. And he heard that that it was Jesus that was coming. I think there was in another account. I think it might be in Luke, where it says that there was a great noise. He heard a noise. It was like a lot of noise because people were excited about that Jesus was coming. And then he asked what the noise was about, and they told him that Jesus was coming. So So here it says that he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth that was coming. So he started calling out, crying out, saying, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." But you remember this, this was Christ's mission to the world, to the people. He said he has to preach the kingdom to people. And this is his kingdom. He's working his kingdom. So it all starts there by, the gospel starts there by us knowing that we are blind, that we need help, that we're just beggars. And when we call out, we can call out to Jesus, "Son of thou, son of David, have mercy on me." And verse 48 says, "And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, Thou son of David, have mercy on me." So isn't that also how, what can happen sometimes when we call out for help, call out to Jesus, want Jesus, and there are there others that say, "Be quiet. Forget it. You're too bad. You don't, can't be helped." Then Jesus, it's verse 49, "And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called." So Jesus stopped. And he commanded that they should call this man, bring this man. "And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." So now they tell this Bartimaeus, "Jesus wants you. He says you can come." Aren't those very comforting words to hear when, if we are looking for redemption, if we're looking for relief from our, whatever, burdens, our sin that are weighting us down, that's keeping us captive or keeping us blind, Satan. And very comforting, isn't it, to hear those words to be said, "Be of good comfort. Rise, he calls you." In verse 50, "And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus." So right away, he got up and threw off his clothes, probably his begging clothes. He rose up and he came to Jesus. How many of us people that are still bound by sin, they need to get up, call on the Lord when they hear the Lord, they need to get up, come to him, and throw off whatever it is that's holding them down. In verse 51, it says, "And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight." So why would he say that? Isn't it because he knows that he's blind? So unless we know that we need help, we're not going to ask for help. But this man, this Bartimaeus, he knew he was blind, and he needed help, and he knew what he needed. And he was asked by Jesus, "What would you have that I would do to you?" He says, "That I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. So here we see the great miracle, the great power, the great compassion, the great love that Jesus has for us, for those that have not received him even yet, for those that don't love him, because at one time we didn't love him either, but he loved us. He loved us even when we didn't love him. And anyone, are we like that? very hard to love people that don't love us, right? But Jesus did. And if he hadn't, we wouldn't have been saved. So if you're still not sure about that, you can be assured that Jesus loves you. And that, but you need to come to him, call on to him, throw off that garment holding you down, your begging garment, and come to Jesus and receive sight, be a new person. And this man, Jesus, when after Jesus healed him, he says, go your way, your faith has made you whole. And immediately he says he was able to see and he followed Jesus in the way. Isn't that such a nice depiction of the gospel here, of what happens when people receive their sight, but people first have to know that they are blind. So, yes, I trust that this can help or be an encouragement. We don't need to remain blind. We can come to Jesus. Thank you again for listening.